The Psalter was described by the National Museum of Ireland's director Pat Wallace as of staggering importance.
The reason it's of staggering importance is that we never, in our wildest dreams, imagined that a manuscript would have survived so long in an Irish bog. That's why it's of staggering importance. And it's of staggering good look, you know, to have found it at all, because it was found in a bulldozer excavating in an Irish bog, and he recognized something unusual in the bucket of the bulldozer, placed it to one side, and called his boss, who phoned us immediately, who took all the precautionary steps of keeping the object moist and at the proper, you know, conditions in which it was found. And that's what preserved it, because if it was put up on the bank and let dry, it would vanish in hours in the warm weather. So it's an extraordinary case of good luck, and then the object itself is so precious.
According to Wallace, the leather-bound vellum manuscript could be up to 1,200 years old, and its survival is a miracle, a theory that Irish historian and director of Ireland's Central Catholic Library, Peter Costello, confirms.
But this kind of book would have belonged to a monastery. It seems to be a collection of psalms, a psalter. Many of our manuscripts have had misadventures of various kinds, but the misadventures of this one are even greater, having been lost in a bog.
The book was found opened to a page describing, in Latin script, Psalm 83, in which God hears complaints of other nations' attempts to wipe out the name of Israel. Irish church historians and archaeologists have so far been unable to explain how the Psalter ended up in the bog in the southern Irish Midlands, but Peter Costello puts forward the theory that the Psalter may have been lost when the owners were moving or hidden in the bog during a raid.
My colleague and I were speculating perhaps it comes from Clonmacnoise. So many things were carried away from monasteries in these raids, and sometimes the sacred books were in shrines, much decorated with silver and gold and jewels, and they would be ripped off and the books thrown away. So it's quite likely that if this was in a shrine, the shrine has been carried off by the raiders and the book just thrown aside.
It could take months of study just to identify the safest way to pry open the pages of this latest discovery without damaging or destroying them. As Peter Costello puts it, the past knocking on Ireland's door to remind its people of their rich Christian heritage. I'm Lydia O'Kane.